This is the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Now, here's your host, Bob Baker.
Hello and welcome to episode 40 of the podcast. So this is a milestone of sorts, 40, 10 away from the big 5-0 on the podcast front. If you've been listening with any regularity for some time now, you may have noticed that over the last year or two, I've primarily been using interviews for what I deliver through the podcast here. But I'm actually going to do something different. I still will continue to do interviews and share those with you. But what I'd like to do in upcoming episodes is go through my blog posts at musicpromotionblog.com. And I'm going to find some of my favorite blog posts from the past, and I'm going to be reading them to you and updating them, adding some comments and so on. So as I'm sure there's a lot of posts and things that I've covered over the years that you probably have not had exposure to, that I want to share with you now through this audio format. So I'm going to start with one that's called, Do You Have a Millionaire Mind? Now, one way to increase the flow of money into your life is to study the ways that other successful people do it. And here's a hint. It's not about getting an inheritance, ripping people off, or being a super salesperson. Now, Reader's Digest may not be the first magazine that you pick up at the newsstand, but in 2008, before it filed for bankruptcy, which has been in the news very lately, but last year it ran an interesting article called Secrets of Self-Made Millionaires. And believe it or not, there's a lot of lessons that musicians, artists, writers, and so on can learn from these tips. So here's some of my main takeaways from that article. One is don't paint yourself into a small corner. Think big. The article quotes Secrets of the Millionaire Mind author T. Harv Eker this way, quote, "The biggest obstacle to wealth is fear. People are afraid to think big, but if you think small, you only achieve small things," end quote. Now, I admit I wrestle with this myself. I mean, I make a nice living as an author who serves a niche market, mainly aspiring independent musicians. I'm now branching off into aspiring authors and book publishers, but it's a slice, it's a small niche. And I always advocate that artists should serve their ideal slice of their fan population too, not try to please everyone. I still embrace that philosophy, but that doesn't mean you should limit yourself or downplay the impact that you can have with your music, with your art, with your writing. You can serve a niche in a big way and profit accordingly. And should you choose to do so, and if you can find the fan support there in your quest, you can take your music, your art, whatever it is, to a wider and wider audience and operate from a bigger and bigger stage. That is possible. So don't play small. I try to raise the level of my own activities every year. You should do the same. But that won't happen until you first give yourself permission to think big and then act accordingly. Second thing I took away from the article is educate yourself. Here's another quote from the article, quote, "One of the biggest obstacles to making money is not understanding it. Thousands of us avoid investing because we just don't get it. But to make money, you must be financially literate," end quote. Now, even if you don't have much money to work with and invest with right now, start preparing for the day when you do. Get comfortable with cash flow and how to direct it. Here's a little hint. The wealthiest people are very good at saving it and giving it away to worthwhile causes. Now, this education thing extends far beyond finances for me. I've made a lifelong habit out of feeding my mind with positive messages and information on marketing, publicity, and sales, in addition to health, wealth, and spirituality. And it all gets ingrained and it makes you a better and more prosperous person. So invest in your education. Invest the time, invest the money in books, workshops, so on. Third thing I took away from the article, the passion principle. Here's another quote. "According to research by Thomas J. Stanley, the author of The Millionaire Mind, over 80% of millionaires say they never would have been successful if their vocation wasn't something that they truly cared about," end quote. Now, you already have this one down, I'm sure, because you love what you do. But this is more than just do what you love and the money will follow. It's about staying connected to your passion for music, for art, whatever, and finding a way to serve your fans and make a living doing it. So stay connected to that passion and why you're doing it in the first place. Stay connected to the joy. So those are just some of the success secrets of self-made millionaires. Think big, educate yourself, and immerse yourself in something you love that serves others in a meaningful way. You ready to take the plunge? Awesome. There's no time like the present.
You're listening to the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Like what you're hearing? For more tips and tools, visit thebuzzfactor.com.